Senate GOP Majority Leader John Flanagan says the state needs to cut income taxes, property taxes, and energy taxes in the midst of a brutally cold winter. And he says some tax cuts for middle-class New Yorkers that begin to take effect this year need to be speeded up.
We actually want to accelerate the tax cuts that we've been talking about.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young says even though there's a multi-billion dollar budget deficit, the GOP will resist any potential efforts by Democrats to roll back the middle class tax cuts that are to be phased in over the next several years.
We will not consider any attempt to suspend, roll back, or delay the next phase of the tax cut. And because while our budget circumstances may be tough, they mirror the same challenges that many New Yorkers face every day in trying to make ends meet.
The Senate, immediately after the announcement, passed a one-house bill to make permanent a cap on state property taxes.
Senator Young, to be recorded in the affirmative.
The cap limits property tax levy growth to 2% a year or the rate of inflation, whichever is less. Democrats, meanwhile, say they might have to support tax increases, in some cases, to close the deficit and deal with potentially billions more in cuts from the federal government. Governor Cuomo hinted in his State of the State speech on January 3rd that he might back tax increases on people he says will benefit the most from the recent federal tax overhaul. That includes cuts to corporations and some wealthy taxpayers. And Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he'd back tax hikes in some cases if they're fair and help to close the deficit.
Those who are doing well can contribute to the overall, I'd say, betterment, of the state. So we will be looking at those.
Senate Leader Flanagan was hazy on details of how to pay for additional tax cuts that the Republicans are proposing. He says he believes the problem could in part take care of itself if the tax cuts create jobs and stimulate the economy.
I know it's a novel concept in Albany, but we want to create jobs.
Flanagan did not directly answer a question on whether he'd advocate for any spending cuts, but he predicts that the continued Wall Street boom and the increased tax revenues that brings to the state could allow the governor and legislature to continue investment in the two biggest parts of the budget, education and health care. In recent years, there have been record increases in spending on schools. Last year, an additional $1 billion was given to the school districts. State Controller Tom DiNapoli, speaking at a forum on the budget at the Albany Times Union, says one of the reasons that the state's property tax cap has worked is because the state has provided enough aid to hold the line on local taxes. He says if school aid is flat or reduced, schools could be squeezed.
You're going to see tremendous complications in local communities and real tough decisions on spending that will probably put many communities in a very difficult position of having to balance need and the concern the taxpayers have.
Another complicating factor for school budgets and the state budget is the new federal tax law that results in limits on deductions for state and local taxes, including school property taxes. Governor Cuomo is expected to say how he would deal with the budget gap and the federal policy changes on January 16th. That's when he unveils his budget plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.